Perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel, the first chapter in the third Mishnah in the Masechta of Zavim, continuing again with what we've been speaking about, the first couple of Mishnayos. Ra achas hayom ushtayim lamachar. If a person experienced, if a male experienced just a regular flow on a certain day, and then on the next day he had two rios, he had two different experiences of a flow. Shtaim hayom vachas lamacha, or two today and one the next day. Shalosh l'shlosha yamim, or 3 days, once each day. Or l'shlosha lelos, or 3 evenings. Hare zev zav gamor. In such a situation, a person is considered a zav gamor. He's obligated to bring a korban. If a person were to have, as we've mentioned previously, a day in between, then according to Beis Hillel, they do not combine for this tumah, machlokas between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, as was discussed in an earlier Mishnah. The next Mishnah, which is the fourth Mishnah, says as follows: Ra achas vehifsik kdei tvila v'sipug. If a person experienced a flux, a flow, and then there was a pause long enough for a person to immerse and to dry oneself, which, as we explained prior, this is the time that it takes to walk 50 amos, approximately 50 meters. So there's a delay, there was a pause between two different flows. And then a person saw two different flows. So achas mirubakishtaim, or a flow that was elongated, it was long, it was extensive, and considered to be two different flows. Or ra'ashtaim, or actually saw two flows. Or achas mirubakishtaim, or one long, that's considered two flows. V'hifzik de tevila v'sipug, and then there was a pause, enough time to dry oneself and to immerse in a mikvah, to immerse and to dry oneself. V'acharkach ra'a achas, and then saw a single flow, hare zed zav gamor. A person is considered a zav gamor, and is considered in all these cases to be three different rios. If there would be, however, a shorter gap between all these issues, then meaning not enough time to actually immerse and to dry oneself off, it is actually not considered a hefsek, it's not considered an interruption, and in fact, these two types of issues would only count as one. That is the end of the fourth Mishnah.